Well, many people will remember over the last few decades, Fish and Game used to send out a regional questionnaire through the mail that asked people, you know, about their deer hunting activity, where they went, how many days they hunted, how successful they were. And that random sample went out to 33% of hunters. And then we used those numbers to extrapolate and derive estimates for all hunters. And unfortunately, the accuracy of those estimates suffered from the fact that we got low response rates from the public. People remember probably getting reminders that you need to send in your and you had some other biases associated with a mail-out survey. So for the first time this year, all deer hunters across Alaska received a hunt report card when they obtained their deer harvest tickets.
I remember that, right.
So everybody now is required to submit a deer hunt report, even if you did not hunt.
So if you got a license to hunt, you need to submit the report, whether or not you even went out one day.
If you obtained deer harvest
tickets,
right.
The tickets, right, the tags, and hunters would know what those are, obviously. So you have to fill this out, and I understand you can do it written or mail it in or online as well?
Yes, we've set up a website so people can enter their deer hunting information online. It's a pretty slick way to go. And, you know, as you know, in some portions of Southeast, we have deer seasons that last 6 months. And for someone to sit down at the end of the season and try to remember, gosh, how many days did I go and where did I go and where did I get that first buck? And we've set it up now so that you can go on periodically throughout the course of the season. You can go on daily if you wanted and actually update your hunt information and keep track of it that way. Try it. Rather than try to recreate it at the end of the season when you're like, oh, I got to get my hunt report.
Which is what I'm going to have to do because I didn't realize it was online already.
Well, I'm sure you keep it on your desktop calendar, so I'm sure your records are documented and will be
They are well documented, actually. But I do have to go back and look through my logbook and stuff to figure that out. Maybe you can just explain why this is important that people actually do this.
Well, we think, you know, when compared to the random mail-out survey, that this new report system that people are required to submit will provide the department with a better estimate of the number of deer being harvested. And it will then be able to better assess the status of deer populations in different portions of not just Southeast, but the across the state.
Also, actually, can people then find out in a year later or whatever where like will there be an overall report or something people can look up in a few years that show kind of in this year this many deer came from this area and this many deer came from that area?
Well, to a certain extent. Obviously, we don't want to reveal people's secret deer
right.
hunting spots.
You don't have to put your secret spot on the
No, but a general, you know, there is a report that is made available to the public on an annual basis that shows, you know, on a per island basis or major watershed basis where deer were taken. So one of the other benefits of the mandatory reporting requirement is that we'll be able to identify what portions of a game management unit are important for a community. And we can evaluate how deer hunting may be affected by other resource development activities. So, you know, here in Unit 3, we know that the deer population is depressed. And, you know, if we consider action to try to help that deer population back, we're going to need really accurate harvest information to measure the success of whatever we might try to do. So the overall intent is to get the best information available from all hunters. And, you know, we're sensitive to the fact that we continue to burden hunters with more and more reporting requirements, but it actually is to the hunter's benefit that we have the best information on, in this case, deer populations.